Empty. Welcome again. Welcome everybody and welcome Sister Dipti. We are very happy that you are here again for us. Yesterday we started with the first thing. Most of you have been there, but maybe you are just now for the first time. It's no problem. Maybe a little short summarize about yesterday. Was that Sister Dipti learned us, when you write, really take the highest entry point of writing, that you really look with Baba's eyes before you are going to write. That was one of the things I have got with it. And also she suggested us to write with two pens. It was also a very beautiful point. Maybe she will tell a little bit more for the newcomers about that. So we hope we will have a very rich extra hour for the second part. And we hand over to Sister Dipti. Om Shanti. When you don't have a booklet and you want to have, Brother Shri Ram can give you one. And we will invite the ones who maybe sit far away to come a little bit closer, that we are really one group here in the front.
Okay, so Om Shanti and welcome. So it's been beautiful how when Baba wants to teach us a lesson for our personal growth, how everything supports that. I think yesterday when we were sharing, and then thereafter, Jayanti Didi shared so beautiful about the gratitude journal. And personally, that has helped me so much. When the first time she had introduced that, I started, and she was saying to finish it like in a night or in a short time, those 100 points of gratitude. And I didn't take such a short time, it took much longer. But the more and more you deepen the experience, you change something deep inside. Yeah? And so, just on so many levels, and then she was asking whether we write a letter to Baba. And then today Mohini Didi was sharing about when they wrote a letter to Baba, they ensured that there was a date so that Baba knew when this letter was written. So all these aspects of writing are very, very important. And sometimes in our journey, we think we have digested, but the digestion is not deep enough. Somebody asked me this morning that you were talking about starting from the highest entry point. But what if you're feeling so flat that you can't start from your highest entry point? So, yesterday I was sharing how our most valuable resource is Baba's Murli. Yeah, and I take self-respect from Baba, it opens the capacity of the soul. If you look at every Murli that Baba speaks, especially if you look at the Avyak Murlis that Baba speaks, the first paragraph is fully to heighten our self-respect. No Murli starts with the real issue. Afterwards, Baba will say afterwards that, but I see that my children have anger, or then Baba addresses the issue. But he will always start off to first open your capacity. Because you can only transform when your capacity is opened. If your capacity is not opened, you can't really have the power, the inner power to do the work. And so, when I'm doing any form of journaling, instead of just starting at some point of saying, well, I want to write, one of the most beautiful areas to deepen that experience is to start off with a self-respect point. And when you start off with a self-respect point, it really opens your capacity. So the soul was saying to me then, but what if I don't feel self-respect? And I said, well, then just sit in God's lap. That's the best respect you can give to yourself. You know? You don't have to think. You don't have to think anything. Just go into that lap and stay safe. Because sometimes when, like Mohini Didi was sharing today about sorrow, and sorrow is very addictive, and sorrow can be your reference point of thinking, which is very dangerous. So you do a lot of your writing from your reference point of sorrow, which doesn't serve you. So when you sit in Baba's lap, you feel a sense of safety. No matter how vulnerable the soul may be feeling inside, I am in Baba's lap. And today in the Murli, Baba kept saying over and over again, who are you in front of? In front of the mother and father. And you are in front of big mama and little mama, and Suresh Didi was talking about twinkling mama, the shining mama. Now these relationships should deepen my journey. Because sometimes we get used to writing very literally, and our way of writing is linear. And you can't find solutions there. You have to shift that energy above. And so, just that whole aspect, yesterday we talked about being in the moonlight and being hand in hand with the beloved at the ocean. And that Murli extract was there to deepen the experience of companionship. Now, when your companion is with you, then if you look into the book, it takes you to a step further. Because when you are in that space, then you can look at your challenges. Not first your challenges, but first you need to feel safe and secure. Sometimes we try to solve problems from our own space of insecurity, and I will never find a true answer in that way. Yeah? So So if you look at page, I refer to this over and over because this is the journal that will help us in that journey, right? So if we go to page 16, here, yeah. So yesterday we covered the whole aspect about activating that experience of being hand in hand with the beloved. And so only when you feel that sense of security and you feel that sense of belonging, it is from that space that you start working with your challenges. If I start working with my challenges first, I am understanding it from a space of challenge. And if I'm trying to resolve something from a space of challenge, my arrival point will be quite compromised. So Baba doesn't want us to find those kind of solutions. He needs us to heal. The soul needs to heal. It just doesn't have to come to a space of compromise to say, okay, I'm okay. It's not about being just okay. It's about healing. Baba knows that the soul has been on a long journey. And so the first experience is to be close to that ocean. And there's so many words that Baba uses in the Murali that sometimes we need to deepen the experience of. And one of them is the ocean. I need to allow that ocean to deeply dissolve anything that's sitting in the soul. Yeah? You know, sometimes Baba says in the Murali that you just put your toe by the water and you say, I've been at the ocean. Or sometimes you go a little bit inside and then you run out again and you say, oh, that was nice. But when you go deep into the ocean, you're in a whole new world. You know, I don't know if any of you ever have experienced the ocean in its depth, right? I remember as a little child, I had gone they have these glass boats and then you go deep inside and it's just so different and it's so silent and it's so beautiful. And Baba uses this word ocean so often. But do I let that work on me? Do I really allow the ocean to refresh me? And part of reflective journaling is to activate these visuals and allow them to create an energy flow for you. And so Baba uses this word ocean a lot. And so only when I go into the depth of that ocean of love, that the soul feels deeply safe. I am enveloped in love. That experience is most important first. I don't have to feel that I have to prove myself in that love. 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago, Baba had said, Baba will never say, okay, just get your act together. No? Baba will keep giving love. So part of reflective journaling, to be able to work through things, is first to forge a relationship. Part of my journaling has to be to strengthen my relationship with Baba. Sometimes people say, well, I just need to take pen and paper and work it out. Work out what? We need to deepen relationship. When a relationship is deepened, what challenges you go through is dealt with very differently. And so we spoke about that aspect. And so if you look at page 16, so after that experience of yesterday, then I choose three different challenges in my life right now. Maybe in interactions, in different places, in nature or with the elements. I see and describe how I can go easily through it in my coolness. Very important, with what energy am I embracing the challenge? So sometimes when people are doing their reflective writing, they give so much power to the problem that they'll end up with a headache and they close their book and they say, it's enough. But it's not that. Baba, as I go into the depth of that ocean of love on this moonlit night, hand in hand, the soul is cool. It's safe. It's feeling loved. You know, when you feel these energies, then somebody asks you, what's the problem? You say, I have no problem. Things change in the heart. You know? So how do I respond to the challenges in my journey out of that coolness? And it's very, very important because we really don't have time to go step by step and say, I need to solve this problem and then I have to solve that problem. We don't have time for that. But let the powerful energy of the relationship make you see it differently. Yeah? And so as we look at this here, so how can I go easily through it in my coolness? At the shore, equal like the beloved, close to the beloved, with my hand in his hand. Sometimes in the world we still use the methods of the old world to try and solve our problems. I have to keep reminding myself I'm at the confluence age. And if I'm at the confluence age, Baba is here. It needs to stay very, very clear in my heart and being, Baba is here. It is from that space, if I start looking at the challenges, my method of solving them will be with yoga power. Yeah, I'm not chasing my old sanskars, but I'm allowing love to transform the journey. So I describe how others... Sorry, let me read that line again. So... hand in hand, I describe how others will see and experience me, how I stay loving and cooperative. So do I make Baba my focal point, or do I make the situation my point? Now, very often Baba says in the Murli, and Baba plays with these two Hindi words, Bap or Bat, and only one of the two can remain. Either the father remains or the situation remains. But I can't keep both. And so when I put Baba first, and so in my reflective journaling, I am deepening that experience with Baba first, then that energy flavors how deeply I can then deal with the issues. I don't think our daddies and our divine elders like said, oh, I have to work through this problem and I have to work through that problem. It doesn't even sound right. Yeah? But they went through everything. And what moved it? It's love. I mustn't make my love dry. You know, in Hindi they say sukha sukha la. Sukha sukha pyar. Yeah, my love mustn't be dry love. Baba, I love you. Sounds so like dried fruit or something like that. No, no. It needs to be fresh. My love for Baba has to be fresh. And as that love is fresh, it gives me the power to shift things and change. So one of the things that's highlighted in this reflective journaling is how do I deal with challenges? So many times people say, okay, I'll take pen and paper and just work through my challenges. But this is not the method Baba teaches us. Baba teaches us the method, deepen relationship, hand in hand, with the support of Baba. And then when you look at the situation, it's different. Yeah? I want you to turn to the person next to you. You don't have to tell them your real problem, because we're not here to share problems. But I would like you to share with each other how a relationship with Baba helped you to overcome something and see it in a deeper way, and you were able to shift it. For just 2 minutes. You understand the question? Relationship first, and how when you felt that relationship strong, how you're able to deal with the challenge. Try and talk to someone. Will be nice. did both get a chance to share? Okay. Thank you. Got it? Yes? Okay. So this is the one area that we cover about reflective journaling. Reflect on the relationship. Let it open capacity. From that space, respond to the challenge. This is reflective journaling. Reflect on the depth of the relationship. Let it open your capacity. And it is from that space that you respond to your challenges, hand in hand. So, our sharing, no translation. Okay, so reflective journaling, the area we're covering first, reflect on the relationship. Let it open your capacity. And allow that to help you respond to the challenge. Allow that, your capacity, to respond to the challenge, but hand in hand. Okay? Yeah? So, it's so beautiful how Baba teaches us how to deepen this journey. You know? And when I use this tool of reflection in this way, I really find it definitely opens capacity. The soul needs to open its capacity. It's like sometimes we're not using our capacity to its fullest, then it's closing in. Yeah? So you have to exercise your capacity. You don't exercise it through writing. You don't exercise it through to going into the depth. You never open its capacity. So then the second aspect, once we have responded to the challenges, if you look at page 18, that becomes your creative space. I draw myself in my colorful dress in the different scenes Baba's talking about. So this was in that moonlit night. So you can play with that, right? And then it's so accurate that we were going to cover this today, and it's about Baba as my mother. Can you see how the drama just, yeah, this was planned beforehand. And Baba thought, I'll say the first words in the morning, then you can share in the day. So I smile at Baba. So the next aspect is about cleansing. Cleansing and purification. Because sometimes people write, but when you're writing and you're not using the right method, you're scrubbing, right? But if you scrub and you don't wipe, it even gets more dirtier, isn't it? Because you've brought things to the surface, but you haven't cleaned it out. So sometimes it looks even more messy, because something you may not realize it's dirty, but once you start scrubbing, the dirt has come to the surface. But then if I don't use the right method to clean it, it even looks more dirtier. So sometimes in our journaling process as well, we have brought something to the surface, but I need to then clean it. And this is where the energy of love cleans. Because love allows for cleansing. Love allows for purification. So if we look at page 19, my thoughts are now totally focused on the peace that my Supreme Father radiates. In the same way, let me experiment knowing that my Supreme Father is not only my Father, but that He is also my Supreme Mother. The one with total love. The one who is able to give love which is totally for the upliftment of I, the soul. He is the one who will not reject the soul. Through seeing it at its present, though seeing it in its present impure, imperfect condition, the merciful mother pours out so much love that I, the soul, feel such strength and comfort that I am uplifted and renewed. Let me experience that vast ocean of love. So when we go through our reflective journaling at times, one is we first feeling the relationship, and then we've worked with the challenge. And sometimes when we look at the challenge, it also brings up other feelings together with it. But just at that point, to give a specific relationship the power to work on you. So in this case, Baba is my mother, who will not reject me, who has cared for me and accepts me unconditionally. So that relationship that can heal. And it's very, very important to be able to hold that space. So first is the ocean, then was the challenge, but then I bring in Baba as my mother. Yeah. And in this journey of the relationship where I'm doing this reflective journaling as such, yeah, I need to explore how much Shiv Baba has really been my mother, how much Brahma Baba has been my mother, how much Mama has been my mother, how much drama has been my mother. Sometimes we don't churn deep enough, and so we don't take the fullness of this motherly energy. Even if your relationship in the world may have been different with your mother, don't reject Baba's love as your mother. Sometimes souls are afraid to touch certain relationships with Baba because they experienced it differently in their past life. So they don't want to touch that relationship with Baba. But give Baba a chance. You'll see how Baba will do it differently. Baba does do it differently. But I need to allow that love of the mother. And you see, this whole aspect of reflective journaling and churning goes so hand in hand. You know, today, I kept thinking throughout the day, till now, where Baba brought up a few times in the Murli, who are you sitting in front of? You're sitting in front of the mother and father. That is what carried me till now. Every time I was somewhere, I was thinking, who am I with? Mom and dad are here. It's your quiet security. It's your quiet bond. And that gives you then the ability to shift and allow that cleansing to take place. So as we go through it, it says, what personal upliftment do I observe of myself through the love of the Supreme Mother? So again, let that energy be deepened. Because all these points help you open capacity. You know, when Shiv Baba comes at the confluence age, the soul has been closed. And Baba offers me the sunshine, he offers me the love, he offers me the purity, he offers me the family, he offers me himself. And then I just start opening and blossoming. Blossoming. But this is what's happening at every moment of my confluence age at Brahman life. I found one of the deepest experiences in reflective journaling is to really reflect on my relationship with God. Sometimes we don't spend enough time. If you look at our dadis, they never did like deep writing and trying to figure it all out. They dreamt. But Baba wrote. So it's the energy with which I write. You know, yesterday I was sharing how I have a book for many years I kept. Why is Baba my loveliest one of all? It was my bliss book. So every day I would take a point from the Murli and say to myself, Baba, today you are my loveliest one of all because. And from that day's Murli. And so it deepens the relationship. It deepens the bond. You know? And in my healing journey, I need this relationship of Baba as my mother. So I need to work through that space in a deeper way. So as you go through it, it gives you space for it. But if you go to page 21, whilst experiencing that perfect love, the soul is totally absorbed in that experience. There isn't even the conscious thought which says that this is love. But the soul is simply filling itself. It's also radiating it out into the world. Afterwards, when I speak of my experience, there will come the conscious thought that this is the love that I had been thirsting for. This is the relationship I wanted to experience. This is the stage that yogis describe as nirsankalp samadhi, the highest state of consciousness, which is even free from active thought, and it has been achieved very, very naturally. So these are high points of entry to think, and then the reflective question, what is this relationship that I wanted to experience personally, this love I had been thirsting for? You know? And so really to look within my journey in that way and ask the self deeply, part of my reflective journey space, that what is it in my journey that I feel in my relationship with Baba I need to deepen to activate that love? Yeah. And we have to make this so natural. I share with you a very real experience. Many years ago, I used to be a school teacher. and I used to teach accounting. Yeah? And in the middle of my lesson, one of the children picked up their hand. This is like, they must be about 17 year old. And picked up their hand and he said to me, "Ma'am, who's your Valentine?" I said, "Sorry." In the middle of this lesson, he's asked me, "Who's your Valentine?" So I smiled, and one of the young girls that was sitting in front and said, "Oh, don't you know it's God?" And like these young teenagers went, "Yo, your Valentine is God." And I mean, I just didn't say anything. But there was a chuckle and then there was a silence because it was the reality. And yet it was natural. It wasn't like, "Oh, ma'am, you're so holy," and none of that. It was a relationship. And so, no matter what our journey is about, Baba at this time fulfills every relationship in my life completely. But let me not take it at its value. Of journaling really gives you a chance. You know, just go and sit in front of Baba and just sit with your book and pen and say, "Baba, you're my mom." And just let the words pour onto that paper. I assure you, when you look at that paper half an hour later in Baba's room, the words you'll find on that paper will be shifting energies in your life. Now, use this time in Madhuban for those moments. "Baba, you're my beloved. Baba, you're my friend. Baba, you're my teacher." Whatever it is that the soul needs for its growth, just sit in front of Baba and just hold that pen to paper. You don't have to consciously think. I've had incredible words that I found on that paper. And they have helped me to deepen the relationship. There's so many varieties of ways in which we can activate this journey. But if I'm not activating it enough, then I'm just on the surface. And at this time, Baba wants to offer me every relationship completely. And one study was sharing as well. If I'm not taking from Baba, I'm going to look for it in the world. I will look for it in the world. It may be quietly or out of dissatisfaction. I will search for it in the world if I'm not taking it from Baba. And so part of today's theme of reflective journaling is about deepening relationship and deepening capacity. So that was the first part. Shoot, time goes so fast. So the second part, so I'm just glancing through it so you can have a look at it. But it's an area that often comes up a lot, and that is with regard to relationships. Yeah. And the relationships often in the Brahmin family. So sometimes in our Brahmin life, we learn to be part of the family, but we don't learn to live in the family. It's one thing to be part of something, but it's another thing to live in it. There's a difference. And this whole journey of love allows me the strength to live with the family. You know, many people can be in a crowd, but they don't feel a deep sense of belonging. And belonging gives you back life. You know, in our Brahmin life, part of that journey is a deep, deep sense of belonging. One is to Baba. Baba, I belong to you. You belong to me. But I belong to this family. At the confluence age, Baba has given me a family. And I need to feel a deep, deep sense of belonging. Do I live in this family through my sense cards? Or do I live in this family through the energy of love? A question I encourage you to reflect on. Some people have some nice sense cards, but they're just polite. Yeah. There's a big difference between being polite and having the depth of love. And some people will be able to perfect word. In the perfect time, in the perfect way, but it's empty. But then there's the other energy of love, which is very different. And so I need to look into my Brahmin life again and ask myself, am I living in this family through my sense cards? Or through love. You catch what I'm saying? Because living through your sense cards, you can work it out after a while. You can be quite smart, so you don't create conflict. But you're not living. There isn't a deep sense of belonging and trust and openness. There are so many Brahmins that are in the family, but they feel lonely. Because they're living through their sanskars rather than living through love. Now the question that comes is, how do I live through love? Because it's so easy to be able to allow my coping sanskars to kick in, and that it allows me to stay. And so Baba addresses it, because Baba knows what he's doing. To page 58. I'm not used to reading through books like reading of a textbook. So page 58. What is the reason for your not feeling constantly having good wishes and pure feelings for the family? Page 58, right? You have love for the Father in your heart, and the sign of that love in your heart is that that love cannot break. No matter how much someone creates a misunderstanding for you about the Father, or no matter what someone comes and tells you about him. And when the Father in the corporeal form gave a signal or teaching to make you move forward, where there is love, the teachings or signal for transformation do not create any misunderstanding. There has always been and there always will be the feeling that there is benefit in whatever Baba says. There's never been a lack of love. Instead, they consider themselves to be even closer to the Father's heart, feeling that this is a love of belonging. This is called the deep love of the heart that transforms feelings. The sign of love for the Father is that the Father said something and you always said, Haji. Similarly, there should be that same love in your heart, Brahmin family. There should be the method to change. There should be a method to change feelings. Only then will the balance between love for the Father and the family and between remembrance and service automatically be visible. So the pen of the balance of love for the Father is heavy, whereas the pen of love for the whole Brahmin family keeps fluctuating. It is sometimes heavy and sometimes light. It is heavier for others. To have a balance between love for the Father and love for the children is Father Brahma's desire. You know, Baba said once that even if you have to tolerate, tolerate out of love. Yeah? You're doing this for me. Remember Baba had said that in the Murli last, I think it was end of last year sometime. So what is activating that journey? And again, it's my relationship with Baba and that love for Baba that allows me to have the capacity to love the family. You know? And to always remember that no human being, absolutely no human being can take away your fortune. No? So feel safe. Feeling safe now?
सब मोहताज योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले स्वर्ग सजा ले तू आज काम क्रोध मद लोभ मोह वश आज है सब मोहताज योग लगा कर पाप मिटा ले स्वर्ग सजा ले तू आज चलना है चलना है घर वापस अब तो यही ज्ञान का सार।
योगी बनो ज्ञानी बनो योगी जीवन है प्यारा, योगी जीवन है प्यारा, योगी जीवन है प्यारा।
So just in summary of that last bit, when I've deepened love for Baba and that love moves me, it is out of that love that I navigate my journey with the family. I can't sort out the journey with the family if I don't feel that love from Baba. Sometimes we're trying to search for it and we want people to be something. So in essence, today's reflective journaling, relationship, capacity, respond. Om Shanti.
Yes, let's have a wave for Sister Dipti. As a thank for this very inspiring workshop in 2 days. Thank you so much, Sister Dipti, on behalf, I think, for all of us, because it really gives tools for us to deepen our relationship with Baba, as you have taught us to be, yes, the basis of it. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Om Shanti, and we will encourage you to use the booklet, as you have seen, there are so many pieces in it to use to inspire yourself before your writing. So take it with you and enjoy. Om Shanti. And now we will have meditation, and at 6, Brother Surya will come for giving class till 7.